The final score from here in Charlotte, West Virginia 40 and Tennessee 14. Ryan Radke, Derek Rackley with you. Dominating performance from the Mountaineers. They got off to a quick start, sputtered a bit at the end of the first half, and then dominated in the second half. Will Grier, their quarterback, he's a Heisman candidate, an All-American. He was special, 25 of 34, 429 yards, a career high, and 5 touchdown passes.
Ryan, coming into the very first game of the season, and we talked about this during the game, is there's certain things that you know. With West Virginia, we knew that they had a Heisman-caliber quarterback. They had two really good wide receivers coming back that put up some big-time numbers last year. Defense was okay. With Tennessee, there was a lot more unknowns. Brand-new coach, brand-new scheme, both sides of the football. We knew some of the players. Frankly, when we saw them in 2017, they weren't very good. So we didn't know what to expect from Tennessee. But the stuff that we did know, how good West Virginia was on offense, they showed that today. Maybe a little bit of a slow start, if you want to call it that, but it was the first game of the year. The second half was not slow at all. West Virginia marched up and down the field. Will Grier did whatever he wanted through the air, 25 of 34, extremely efficient, 429 yards through the air, 5 touchdowns, and most importantly, 0 interceptions.
547 total yards for West Virginia in the game. They limited Tennessee to 301 yards. David Sills, the favorite target of Will Grier, 7 catches, 140 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was one of 2 West Virginia wide receivers to eclipse 100 yards. Gary Jennings was the other. He had 113 and a score. For Tennessee, not the start that they wanted. They lose here today in blowout fashion, but a long ways to go for the Volunteers. What do they take away from this game?
I think they take away the fact that they maybe have their quarterback, because coming into the season, it was going to be either Jarrett Garantano or Keller Criss. Keller Criss did not come in until the very last drive of the game, which was just kind of mop-up duty, so you really can't see anything from him in that respect. And there were some things that happened that were really good for Jarrett Garantano, him managing the offense, not making bad decisions, not turning over the football. But they've got to get better on the offensive line, and they've got to find a way to stretch the field more on offense. They can't expect to just turn around and hand the ball off an SEC play and beat teams. They're going to have to put the ball in the air, be confident to do it, and trust that these wide receivers are going to make people miss in space and have some explosive plays that put points on the board.
Garantano, 19 of 25 for 172 yards, did get some help with the ground game. Tim Jordan, 20 carries, 118 yards, and a touchdown. But Tennessee drops the opener. West Virginia with a blowout win here in week one. Again, the final score, West Virginia 40 and Tennessee 14. Remember, you can listen to every college football game we broadcast this season right here on WestwoodOneSports.com.